There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. We've got so much to talk about. We want you in. 713-780-3776. This is basically the last hour you're going to be able to call in because we're going to have Brian McTaggart. Probably long, and then we've got to beat the Warehouse Live guys, so 9 o'clock hour, and then News of the Weird, so 9 o'clock hour is going to be packed, so this is the last hour of the week that you're going to be able to get in. We also are going to have to play What Did You Learn This Week on the show. I learned something about Lance, I forget what your term for it is, where he goes and badmouths other guys
in front
to women.
To women. Dirty Macker.
Dirty Macker.
You learn he's a dirty Macker.
A dirty Macker.
I learned.
That doesn't sound nice.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. It's not supposed to be something that feels complimentary. Yeah. It is an insult because he's being a very bad person. You don't badmouth. And his reasoning makes it even worse because at least I can understand if you were trying to do that to make yourself look better because you may want to start something with the particular woman you're dirty macking to. But he's not doing that. It's just part of his DNA to rip you in front of women. So he's even he's a supreme dirty macker because it doesn't do anything but ruin you. It doesn't help him.
He doesn't have an ulterior motive. It's just natural.
He's just natural. I don't know. He's a generational dirty macker.
Well, that's a... I don't know. Dirty Mackin sounds like it's so... You can't say it on the air.
It's what? It's the word dirty and macking. Those are two words you can combine and it not be a problem.
What does macking mean?
I mean...
Bad mouthing?
No. What's macking? Macking is if you... I don't know. The kids might say if you've got riz. Charisma, even, with women. And you're talking to them and you're using your words to get some motion going. Lance is doing it, and it's dirty macking because he is not just not using his own attributes to charm a woman. He is doing things to show how bad you are to entice a woman. In this case, to say make him look better. But once again, it's not about him because he's not trying to influence the woman to be with him. It's just he likes talking down on his guys, on his boys. He's a dirty macker.
Yeah.
But you can put the two words together. It's not that big of a deal. It's fine. You know, it's great too, John. If you look at the screen. You always like to make sure you can see what's going on here. Do you see what's in front of my laptop right now?
That's Greek
right.
Fest.
That's right.
How about this? Oh, you got some wonderful pastries. Listen, it's so good. The Greek food, it's this weekend. It's at Annunciation in Montrose. Just awesome. It's a great time. What's the weather? We're going to have nice weather?
We're going to have good weather here, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm coming in Saturday. We're going to go Saturday night, bring in the boy, and we're going to have great food. And just it's a great time. So if you don't have any plans, or if you do have plans, change them. Get on over to the Greek Fest at Annunciation this weekend. That's tonight, tomorrow. Tonight and tomorrow. I think
yeah,
they
tonight,
started
tomorrow.
Last night.
It started last night.
Yeah,
it starts
yeah.
this morning at 11 going to 10:30 and Saturday 11 to 10:30 as well. It's, as you mentioned, Annunciation Greek Orthodox Cathedral's Greek Fest. They got the baklava here in front of us. Great pastries. And they'll have, if you like the savory stuff, that'll be there for you too. You're going to have rides and a lot of fun for the kids if you're bringing your kids with you. It's going to be a good time. Greek Fest, yeah. we do it twice a year, but this is the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Cathedral version of it. The original Greek festival here in town from today through tomorrow.
It doesn't matter where you are. Get there, and you can have lunch there. I mean, it's awesome.
You know, we gave away a couple spots earlier in the week, and those people take advantage of it. It's a good time, and as you can see, they'll serve you right. We got the great pastries here from the original Greek festival. And we would have had more, but John's not here, so he kind of put the kibosh.
Yeah, I did. Gus was going to bring some stuff. I said, it's not worth it. I'm not going to be there.
What a bad person.
No.
Thanks for saving them the trouble, John.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I'm worried about Gus.
Yeah, I'm sure. Gus is what you're worried
about. He doesn't
have
an electric vehicle. He's got to use gas. Okay?
But this is about you. You don't want us to enjoy because you're not around.
I was worried about Gus.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you were here, would you be worried about Gus?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm worried about him. I would have said, listen, Gus, don't do it.
This is just a different version of what Lance was doing to it. This is John's version of dirty macking.
John won't go as far as Lance, but with food, you're dirty macking
He's
right now.
He's withholding.
Yeah. You're like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be there.
If I'm not going to be there,
nobody gets anything.
What's the least you can bring? Bring
yeah, it's
that.
In that same vein. It is.
Did you get baklava?
Thanks
did
to
you
Judy.
Get mukamades?
Thanks to Judy.
Yeah.
Well, not
Judy
to you.
Went, yeah. Because I told her, go, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you
please.
Did.
Please.
Yeah. No, please do it for the guys.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My
that's
guys.
Just like
do
that.
It for
you
my guys.
Yeah, please go do it for the guys. I'm sure that's what you said.
My guys, I said.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my guys. All right, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Okay, let's talk about some NFL games. Dylan Gabriel is going to get the start, right?
Correct.
Did you see him? So, did you see Jackson Dart's dance after he scored the touchdown?
I did.
He said he learned it on TikTok.
Okay.
He saw a TikTok dance and he decided to just do it. He said it just, I don't know why I did it. There is a video of Dylan Gabriel with his girl. I don't know if that's his wife. I don't know. Very attractive young lady. If you're a quarterback at Oregon or wherever, you should be able to pull, and he did a nice job. But he's on there TikTok dancing. I guess this is just something that we're going to have now.
You got
with our quarterbacks.
You got Gen Z quarterbacks. You're going to get dancing.
Yeah.
You're going to get TikToks.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on my lawn. You know, get off my lawn, guy. I'm going to be like, okay. That's the new NFL.
And let's give Dylan Gabriel some credit. He didn't just travel around the country pulling women, whether it be at UCF, Oklahoma, or Oregon. This is his high school sweetheart.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
He fits the profile of a guy who would have a high school sweetheart.
He really does. Solid. Not extraordinary. Solid, solid, solid. At Tottenham Stadium.
Is it because he's a 5'11" quarterback? Is that why he fits the profile of it?
He's got the vibe. Left-handed. I just imagine the guys from the island are all like down-to-earth guys.
You know what, being from Hawaii, it doesn't feel
it feels like he would be a high school
sweetheart. You lock it in at 18.
Yeah. It feels like just like Tua. I don't know. Actually, Tua may have waited to Alabama. But it just always feels like we're not going to see one of those guys with DMs. In some bartender's DMs with
Dylan Gabriel leaked DMs.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to see that. He doesn't fit the profile.
Send a video from Dylan Gabriel.
Not a chance. No. Not a chance. Like Baker wasn't like that. Baker did things that he probably shouldn't have done. He's already talked
about video with others doing other stuff.
Yeah, well, he danced too, but he kind of talked about how his career was going away, and then he found faith and it changed him. I don't think we're going to have to worry about that with Dylan Gabriel at all.
Is Dylan Gabriel going to look good against Minnesota?
Against the Brian Flores defense coming off their loss? I don't think so. I don't think that game's going to be pretty in either way because the Browns defense is nasty. Their front is nasty. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to have a good time. What you saw after those Vikings offensive lineman went down and the Steelers got after him, I think you're going to see a lot of that for both teams in London on Sunday morning.
So that under over is 36 and a half.
36 and a half.
And when it's 36 and a half, go under. The almost at the lowest number on the board, you're like, oh, I got to take the over. Nope, you go under. You go under. And if you're going to tease it up and go under. Because chances are, I mean, with Brian Flores going against a rookie quarterback, with Cleveland's defense, which is one of the best in the league, against Carson Wentz, I don't foresee. In London, on a strange field, I don't know how anybody's going to score.
Got real Jags, Texans. Actually, Titans, Texans vibe for the first three quarters.
Can Indianapolis gag again against Vegas? I don't know. 6.5-point Ooh. Favorites. Geno has looked bad this year.
Yeah, he Pete Carroll went and got his guy and has not gone well. Ashton Genty had his breakout game last week. I think the Colts are pretty good. I mean, if not for A.D. Mitchell, they're 4-0.
But the Colts, surprisingly, are fantasy-wise, which is an indicator of how you are, third worst passing team in the passing defense in the league, which was surprising to me. But they did have to face Puka, and he went up and down.
Yeah, and Bo Nix had a pretty good day.
Yeah,
they shut down the Dolphins and that in week one. But other than that, I'm trying. Who else did they play so far this year? Broncos, Dolphins, Rams, and the Titans. How can they be that bad when they played the Titans?
I have no idea. No idea. Man, there's a lot of crappy Vegas and Indy. Okay. The Giants and the Saints? What the? I mean, only their parents are going to be watching that game.
And probably Ole Miss fans.
Dallas at the Jets? This is all garbage.
You got New York and you got Dallas. Oh, you mean as far as the game, but the viewers, people will be there. Dallas plays an entertaining style because they don't stop anybody, but they can score. So that'll be fun. As far as the Jets side of it, they'll just screw things up because they're the Jets. They'll fumble. They'll commit penalties. It'll be bad. Feel bad for Aaron Glenn a little bit. But he's getting paid handsomely to do that job. It's not a great week unless you're a real sicko. Maybe you like Broncos versus Eagles because the Broncos are coming off a win and the Eagles are 4-0. Maybe that's one. You got Monday night.
Kansas City at Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Jacksonville's involved. How's this getting good?
But as far as record-wise, 3-1 versus 2-2, the Chiefs feel like they got things squared away because they got to play the Baltimore awful defense.
Honestly, where is Washington at the Chargers?
But
New England at Buffalo.
Yeah, Herbert versus
Detroit
Daniels.
At Cincinnati. Where's the marquee game this week?
Bucks-Seahawks?
Bucks-Seahawks is a good one.
Bucks-Seahawks.
It's all right.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's not sexy, but it's all right.
That's a good game. Tennessee, Arizona, Houston, Baltimore. This is like the crappiest.
NFL's like, hey, we tried Houston, Baltimore. We thought that'd be two good teams. Yeah, what do you want from us?
Yeah, that's a playoff matchup.
Yeah, what do you want from us? We thought that'd be pretty good.
Hey, it's better than put it on Christmas, right, guys?
Yeah.
We learned our lesson.
I think we saw on Christmas we don't make that a marquee game.
It's not a good matchup. Yes. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It's in the window with all the other games. So if it's bad, which it could have been.
Just red zone it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's not a great slate. The Rams, right. Well, we...
Are there bye weeks? There's bye
Yeah, there
weeks
are some bye
week.
Weeks, like the Falcons aren't playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we got our best game of the week last night.
That might be
probably,
it.
I mean, as...
That
as
was a good game.
Yeah, as it played out, probably the best game. Yeah. Even going into it, it might have been the best matchup.
We didn't think so because the 49ers were all beat up. But Kyle Shanahan got them going, schemed up that first drive, and it kind of continued even with the Rams fighting back.
Shows us maybe don't underestimate a very injured team starting a backup quarterback.
Oh, thanks, Mapes.
We saw that last night.
It's true.
And a home Sunday. Game. And a home game for the 49ers.
Kind of, certainly.
Yeah, at home.
There is a home. There is a precedent, and we saw it.
Candlestick South, SoFi Stadium.
It was SoFi. Holy crap. When you saw all the red, when they got to do a silent count, the home team has to run on a silent count.
Yeah.
Man, Rams fans, you're embarrassing.
For college football, a coach would come out and berate the fans for their lack of attendance or their lack of emotion of the game. Sean McVay can't do that though. It's like we really love, like, we know the Texans did it kind of like, hey, we'd love when the place is full. We really hope the fans get out there. I mean, Sean McVay probably can't be like, man, I mean,
because you're mad at the people who don't care.
Yeah.
What? People, yell at the LA guys that don't care. Whatever.
Yep. All right. It is 8:17. You want to do what you learned this weekend in one sentence at 8:45?
Yeah, we can get to a couple of these calls. There's Keith and someone else up there.
Okay.
We can get to them when we come back.
All right, when we come back, we'll get to them. But what did you learn this week on the show at 8:45? 8:45, what did you learn? You learned something from the show this week. You get one sentence to tell us what that was at 8:45. Taking a break. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got some callers that want to get in. They've been waiting. Keith is first up. Let's get Keith in here. What up, Keith?
Hey guys, as a lifelong Ravens fan, you know, I truly think with the amount of injuries that we've piled up, 1-3 start, no Lamar, I think the Ravens injury report, the font is so small on the tweet that you have to zoom in to see how many injuries they have. I think the Texans, CJ Stroud, D'Amico, I think they get their first win, you know, as a duo against the Ravens this weekend. I just don't think it's our year with these types of injuries. You know, I just don't know what's going on. We extended John Harbaugh. I don't think he's going to make it to the end of the year at this rate. I think the Texans figured out their defense is too good. They've got too many talented players. You know, they're going to do, they're going to feed Nico. We're just completely depleted. I'm going to be completely objective and fair. I think the Ravens will lose the game. The Texans will win. Go Vanderbilt. Whoa.
Vanderbilt will also lose. You're going to have a crap weekend. It's going to be one of the crap weekends. Vanderbilt is going to get their ass kicked by Alabama.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Alabama can't stop the run. At least they've shown that they can't. So that would make me think Vanderbilt can stay in it. But I don't think Vanderbilt's going to be able to stop Alabama's passing game. I think those three receivers plus Simpson are going to have a good day.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Jeremy Bernard is really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, all the talk this offseason was Ryan Williams. Jeremy Bernard stepped up the first couple of games. Ryan Williams had himself a big game 2 weeks ago.
He had a big drop, too.
Yeah. But Ryan Williams is, one of the best receivers in the country. Jeremy Bernard has outplayed him.
Yeah, this is Bernard's third stop. He was at Alabama last year, but of course overshadowed by Ryan Williams. But he had a pretty good year. He's already up to 4 touchdowns. Before this year, his career total was 6. So he's already getting close to getting past that. So he's been good. They got Isaiah Horton out of the portal from Miami. He made a couple plays. In fact, caught a touchdown against Georgia. So they've got a wide receiver room that's really good. Vanderbilt hasn't seen a good passing game all year long. Keith called in yesterday to talk about Vanderbilt, surprisingly enough, again on my show, and was talking about how Vanderbilt got after South Carolina. Lenore Sellers got hurt. He's still not the passer that Ty Simpson is. It's a real test for that Vanderbilt defense, who they've risen up the ranks because they're undefeated. This is clearly the best offense they're going to face and the biggest test they're going to face overall. Yeah.
Ty Simpson's a good quarterback.
Yeah, we talked to Josh Pate, or you guys did talk to Josh Pate yesterday, and he talked about how the Alabama players were talking about Vanderbilt before they even got on the bus after beating Georgia.
Yeah.
That's how much of a focus this game is for them.
Yeah, Vanderbilt ain't surprising anybody, that's for sure. They ain't surprising Alabama, that's for sure. Not this year. 713-780-3776. Who else? Who's up, Sean?
Next, we got Bill.
Bill, what up, Bill?
Hey, not much, John. I've been listening to you for years and years. Just two comments. When I hear Reed Shepard, I think Matt Maloney. And years and years ago, you were out at a Greek fest with the Coors Light flowing. Wendy walks by, and you go, look at that, and it's all mine. And I'm surprised you're still on the air 40 years later.
And she's still all mine. How about that? How about that?
Out in L.A., living life large.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about, man, I'll tell you this. I do it because of her. That's the only reason I'm here. I can guarantee you that. And I'll be back. I'll be there for 2 weeks. Can't wait to get back home.
It's a real shame.
Huh?
It's a real shame.
Yeah.
That you're going to be here.
It's a real change?
A real shame that you're going to be here.
Oh,
for
real
two
shame.
Weeks. Yeah.
You
Golden Globe, Johnny? Academy Award, Johnny? How many award shows have you been to since you've been out there?
Two Emmys and an Oscar. Two Emmys and an Oscar.
Oh, two Emmys and an Oscar.
Three Emmys and an Oscar.
Oh, look at that. You've been
Well, the local Emmys I had to go to because of her.
You got to go to, yeah.
Yeah, I had to go to. Trust me. I had to go to all of them. Didn't The Oscars were cool, though. Yeah, That's one thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah,
the Oscars were cool, huh?
The Oscars were cool.
Great.
Hanging out with Demi Moore was cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Or just me, actually kind of
photobombing her?
Standing behind her.
No, she wouldn't leave me alone.
Stop bothering me.
You had
me.
To keep pointing at Wendy and go, no, she's mine.
She's all mine.
Sorry.
She's all mine.
Sorry, substance.
Yep. The Oscars were cool. The Emmys are okay.
But you got I don't know if you hung out with Kerry Russell, but you're in the same
room. I did.
Room.
I was in the same party with her.
Did you get to talk to her?
Matthew Riss. No, I didn't. I don't bother. I wanted to say hi to Cuz from The Bear.
Fantastic Four.
I don't stargaze.
So you didn't come up to her and go, hey, how come you're not talking funny anymore?
Who?
Kerry Russell. Where's your Russian accent? You didn't say any of that to her?
No, I did not say once to her, where's your Russian accent? Because she didn't have it. She was an American.
Yeah, it was fake. That accent was fake. Speak normal.
Yeah. It was the Russian. That's acting, Del.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
She's a great actress.
Do you think that if you walked up to Cousin from The Bear and you said, what's up, Cousin? Like,
what's up,
Cousin? Do you think he would have been like, hey, what's up? Or he would be like, I have a name. I'm an actor.
What's
I'm
the vibe? Do you think he would, it's one of my, a guy who's a fan of the show. Yeah. I'm going to play along. Or would he look at you
I'd
like.
Well, call him, hey, Cuz, because I call everybody Cuz. What up, Cuz? I don't know your name. So, you're Cuz, right?
His name. That's an all right.
That's fine.
It's Eben Moss,
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dominic Mandola, he called everybody Cuz. He didn't know anybody's name. Hey, Cuz, what's up, Cuz? Hey, Cuz.
When I don't know an intern's name, I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's what I do.
What up, dude? What up, bro?
That's what I do. What up? Everyone's got their go-to. When you don't know someone's name that you should know, everyone's got their go-to.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got it. Yeah, you have to go. You have to. And Cuz would be a fine one. That would be very acceptable. Okay. What up, Cuz? Time to we appreciate it. Hey, listen, Bill. How long ago was that at the Greek festival where I was drinking Coors Lights? I mean, I'm on a roll. I'm on a Coors Light roll that it doesn't seem like it's going to end. Maybe on my deathbed. But you know what I want?
Will that be your final drink?
My final drink. Yeah. If I'm going to get executed, you don't think the Coors Light is going to be part of it? All right. My final meal. I want a nice thick steak. I want Kate McLean to be making me my final meal. But I want Coors Light to make me my beer, my drink. Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. If you haven't tried it, please do. If you have, I know you're enthusiastic. I hope you're as enthusiastic as I am. If you have, I hope you have some on hand for your boys when they come over, or for you just to sit around. All these games we got now, baseball and football, it's nonstop. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. So many games that mean so much. What are you going to you got to be refreshed. You got to have cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light to enjoy. So you're looking for the best way to enjoy this wonderful sports season. Make sure you got them Blue Mountains. Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we're going to try again. You guys aren't nearly as good. You guys are always ready for What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence. Monday mornings are great. We're going to try again. We don't have Lance here, so everybody can, you can just attack Lance. We don't care. As a matter of fact, it's we'll laugh if you just attack Lance this week. Yeah.
We want you to.
Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely. Like when we used to do Throw Shade Thursdays.
Sure.
And you attack the other shows on the air?
Yeah, you guys were a little soft on that. You guys were a little, I don't know if we should do that. It is carte blanche. Go after anyone you want. Those are the rules. As long as you don't curse.
Yeah.
And if this is a time that you want to attack Lance because he can't defend himself,
that's great.
More power to you.
Oh, no. And throw his headset or talk about your dirty hole.
Tell you
or
something. To S something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't. That's not going to be what you are met with if you decide to go after
him. No. He's a sensitive sort.
Yeah. He's been in this business for a while, but there are triggers. I guess we all have them, but his particularly lead to eruptions.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to talk to someone about that.
He does have. And cause Frank yesterday sent me his latest one with the guy who said he's just looking for views.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Frank, out of nowhere, just sent it to me.
Well, Frank is a avid and loyal listener.
Yeah, Frank is the best. Frank, and he knows how to edit stuff, which I don't know how to do, so it's
how
great.
Can we get that video or sound? I want to remember, Lance. Well,
you got it. You can always just go back to
it. I don't remember the day. That's why I'm looking for you to send it
to
me.
I don't. Oh, you want me to send it to you? I can forward
it. Yeah, maybe. Maybe we play it to remind people.
But, you know, Lance talking about the guy, you know, stick it and, yeah, I mean.
That was like first segment, right?
Yeah. He was in a bad mood that day. Oh, gosh. Gosh.
And we laughed.
Something happened. A lot of people asked if he wasn't getting any nachos. He wasn't making any nachos.
That seems invasive. I didn't want to ask that question.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's got a lot of kids who cause him issues. I'm sure that plays a part. He comes here for an escape, and I'm sure sports is that. And then he's got a guy questioning his integrity. He didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, right. But I don't know. It's just so funny. All right. Let's get back. Nick Cayley. He did explain the Jeffrey Simmons play, but we all know. Well, when Ed Ingram and Tytus Howard collide – and Jeffrey Simmons just walks in and gets to the quarterback before. I mean, that's self-explanatory. But CJ made reference to this earlier. His players, okay, their skill set. We talked about this. DeMeco talked about this in the preseason. That Nick Cayley was going to use the players and their skill sets, and he was going to put them to best use, which is what Bobby Slowick didn't do. Has Nick Cayley done that? I would say the answer is probably no so far, since the offense looks like crap. You got to block better. You got to run the ball better. You got to get open better. CJ's got to throw the ball better. There's all kinds of reasons. But CJ made reference to this. He goes, yeah, we're seeing Nick Cayley is trying to do what we want to do, plays that we feel good about, and use our skill set. And Nick Cayley was asked about that, and here's what Nick Cayley had to say.
One second.
Oh, you can't play it?
No, for whatever reason, Twitter's down on this computer.
Oh, Twitter's down.
Yeah. Well, it says some privacy-related extensions might have caused an issue.
So it's our computer?
Yeah, or we're too private for X.com ones.
They want more of our information, and we won't give it to them.
Well,
one sec.
This is a technical difficulty in our first. So
first ever. For the station.
This is the first time ever that we've had a technical difficulty. Okay? So
Let me ask you as we get to it. CJ's very open about things. He has talked about wanting to maybe go more up-tempo because it fits what the younger players are used to. Is he a little too specific about the back and forth of why there may be not complete unity about how things are going? I don't know if I'm Nick Kelly. I'm like, hey, man. One voice when it comes to this stuff. Maybe we don't always give them as much as you want to give them as far as, hey, the players want this. Yeah. Nick likes this. Not that it's a giant deal, but there's always feels like there's a, even if it's not conflict, there always feels like there is a push and pull about how the offense should run. And this goes back to last year.
Listen, it told me a lot when CJ was like, yeah, I saw that play, you know, and I'm the one that called, you know, the Higgins touchdown. I saw something that I liked and boom. I don't know that there is some kind of, Diana Rossini, she alluded to it, that behind the scenes, Lance has alluded to it, that it's not great. You know, if you are making this stuff public, maybe there is something that, you know, behind the scenes, hey, we got to make sure that this is, you know, you guys all understand this ain't all on us. It's, you know, the coach and getting it right and all this stuff. Even, listen, they talked about the rookies. D'Amico, hey, this rookie's doing this. Getting the rookies more involved. Getting guys into position and using their skill sets. These are all words that we've been talking about since the offseason that was going to happen. And really hasn't happened. Really hasn't happened. So this is exactly what, you know, maybe that fourth quarter last week open some eyes about this is what we can do and what we need to do, so let's start doing it. You know, maybe last week was an eye-opener forever. It was the Titans. I think that you take all that with a grain of salt. Although the Titans' defense is better than the Ravens' defense.
It's hard to be worse. The Ravens have maybe the worst defense in football. So, yeah, your point is made. The Titans, even if it is the Titans, the Ravens stink. So
they suck.
That can continue. I do think some of it has to do with the Titans' defense knowing that their offense was going to do nothing, and that kind of sometimes it just breaks down your discipline. But the Texans took advantage of it, and they scored those three touchdowns. I just have noticed, and maybe it's because I'm not listening to every quarterback or offensive coordinator talk every week. It's primarily Texan stuff that I hear. There always seems to be a willingness to talk about what isn't going right as far as how one guy feels that certain things should go, particularly the quarterback. And, you know, he talks about, hey, Nick's still learning. Kale's is still this and that. He just seems very open about some of the issues, even if he's not meaning for it to sound that way.
Mm-hmm. Listen, is it too public right now? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But we're going to make sure that we've got the blame in place. When
I don't want to play. I hope. I don't think it's that way, but it just comes off like, hey, we got there's conflict as far as how each of us, coordinator, quarterback, skill guys, think things should go. And we're still working on that. We're still trying to find a balance. All right, man. You're now going into week 5. I would have hoped the balance would have been found during training camp, but here we are.
Yep. But maybe it's a process.
Maybe by week 12, there's
and it's
smooth.
A new play caller. It's a new play caller.
D'Amico did that to himself.
Yeah. But you know what? We're getting through it. I know we started 1-3 for that because of that. We had the best defense in the league and lost 3 games in a row. But
scored less than 40 points in the first 3 weeks, and
that was terrible.
And 12 teams I think 11 teams beforehand had done it, and 5 of them finished picking in the top 5 the next season. So
yeah,
that's great.
But you know what? We turned it around. It was again the Titans.
Did you see that that picture of CJ, like it's an animated version of CJ walking out of an apartment, and there's a woman with a Titans jersey on, and
that was his slump buster. That was his slump buster. Well, hopefully, we'll see this week though, won't we? We will also play. What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? We're doing that next. So call in 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We'll try this. If you don't want to play, we'll just bag it. But if you guys learned something this week on the show, this is the time. Brian McTaggart's going to join us top of the hour, and we're going to play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. So this is your chance to chime in what you learned on the show this week. 713-780-3776. I learned about Houston Powder Coaters a while ago. I learned how great Robin and the team is over there at Houston Powder Coaters. There's just no better way to save something that means something to you. You want to... I saw all kinds of car parts there, okay? So you've got car parts that you wanted to... An older vehicle starting rusting out, or whatever the case may be, just doesn't look as good. You can make it look brand new again. The expertise there on how to powder coat and make things look new is second to none. The Google reviews, second to none. The service, pick up and deliver, absolutely free. The workmanship, everything about it, Houston Powder Coaters. Fantastic. Been there, seen it. I was blown away by the process, the attention to detail, the attention to the primping and priming, and making sure that everything is going to be perfect. It's incredible. What they do is incredible. So there's a reason they're the biggest and the best, is because they do it. They do it right, and it's when you look at the Google reviews, you're going to say, wow, everybody loves them. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Robin is there for you. You'll probably deal with her. She's awesome. You're going to get the best in service. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. We'll see if you want to play. If you want to play our game, it's a game show. It really hasn't swept the nation yet. Not like, what did you learn this week?
We got a full board, though.
We got a full board?
Yeah.
I love that. Love that. You guys learned something this week on the show. So what was it? I learned about dirty mackin'. I didn't know what I knew Lance was that. I just didn't know what it was called.
I'm glad to have brought that to your attention. He is a supreme dirty macker. In fact, a preeminent dirty macker, you might say.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Lance was talking to the girls over on the other side.
And for no reason decided to take multiple shots at me. For no reason. I was doing my show or producing the morning show, and he does it. I could hear him through the walls calling me dumb.
Yeah.
It's who he is. It's in his DNA.
It's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirty Mac. Right. Yeah. All right, Del, call him off.
Let's start with Pena. Pena, what'd you learn from the show this week?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, so I called before y'all. We're gonna do the thing. I wanted to badmouth Lance.
Do it in one sentence.
One sentence.
All right. Hey, so I learned. Hey, Lance, you're a B. Lay off my guy Dale. He's trying to mac on them girls.
Well, the point is, I wasn't even trying to, but Lance took it upon himself to salt the field anyway. That's why he's generational. With what he does.
He put landmines out there for no reason.
For no reason.
Right. Just blowing you up.
Trying to blow my leg off for no reason.
all right. Thanks, Keith.
Pena.
Pena.
Let's go to La Salsa. What'd you learn from the show this week?
Hollywood Johnny, Longhorn Mapers, Delvincito!
Delvin See, you're taking Irv's bit.
Good morning.
That's where the name comes from.
Hey, I learned about Dirty Mackin, but also I want to throw shade on Keith. Man, you're a bum, dude. Get out of here. Quit calling. Quit calling the show. Later, guys.
Wow.
Wow.
This just turned into Throw Shade Friday. Yeah.
Wait a minute now. This is taking a turn.
It's fine.
Is this, should we?
You want to rebrand?
Have a segment
where
listeners go after listeners?
I mean, I feel like they can do that at any point, but sure. You want to rebrand or you want to make Throw Shade Thursday a thing? It's fine with me.
Wow.
Thursdays have.
Yeah, this is, I think Fire Up Friday.
I think they would like it. The listeners like going after each other. It wouldn't bother
me at all. I know
they
do.
Fry someone Friday?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's move that to 10:30.
Hold on. I forgot. Save the good stuff for Delsh.
Exactly. No. What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, you see?
What are you doing?
You see how you are? You see? Hold on. Don't bring any good stuff to this show, Mapes.
Let's not bring any things we can trademark to this show. Push it to 10:30.
All right. So, maybe that's a segment.
We can do it.
Crush the listeners.
If you go to
the listeners all crush each other.
You guys hear each other.
I like that.
All Monday through Friday. I'm sure you have issues with some of them.
Yeah.
We'll welcome that. But let's move on to Not Lance. Not Lance, what have you learned from the show this week?
Not Lance.
On the show this week. So, this is Not Lance. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I learned something on the show this week, so it's basically breaking news. So, I learned on the show this week that the reason why Lance likes spending so much time alone in his restroom is because he's a brony.
We did bring up bronies today, this week. If you don't know what a brony is, it's a grown man who likes to watch My Little Pony. And you can decide whether they're doing it for one reason or another. They will claim that it's not for the weird sexual reason you would assume, but they love themselves some Princess Sparkle and My Little Pony. That's what a brony is.
That's the weirdest thing that you brought to the show. Guys, grown men watching My Little Pony. But it is, there's some sexual component to it, right?
Well, they say, how dare you? They say it's not that. They just love the joy and the colors and Princess Sparkle. But
it's almost worse.
Yeah.
It's almost worse.
You'd rather have it be a sexual thing?
I'd rather you be a pervert.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather.
Because that's explainable. At least I get that. I get because guys are weird.
You
I
just
get,
like a kid.
You just right. And it's My Little Pony of all things.
Yeah, all right.
They're like sparkly fake horses.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to can't see. Let's move on to Chris. What have you learned from the show this week?
Hey, good morning, guys. So this week I learned that John and Lance low-key don't like Jesus, black people, or women. Because they don't like talking about Tim Tebow, Shedeur Sanders, or the WNBA.
It's got a point.
We
low key.
Are you though? Are you though?
Low key.
I'm an ally to all those. I'm an ally to all those.
To women, Jesus, and what was the other one?
and
black people.
Black people.
He's an ally.
I'm an ally.
Okay.
I'm for black people.
Jesus and women.
Jesus, yeah.
Dream blood rotation.
I'm on team Jesus.
Yeah.
And women. Love women.
My wife's a woman.
I've loved women my whole life.
I'm related to many women.
Yes.
Yes.
Love them all. As a man who's related to women.
You know how many women friends I have?
Yeah. How many?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's we got Ryan McTaggart coming up, so we got to get to these calls quick. Let's get to Longhorn Dimitri. What have you learned from the show this week?
Hey, guys. I learned that if you have 13 kids, 10 daughters, and only 3 sons, you need to learn to change positions.
That's what I said, I think, earlier.
You proud of that?
Really.
You the man who's a friend of women? You're proud of what
that's
you said?
That's listening closely.
And I like that it's immediate confirmation that whole women thing has been – that's phony, what you just said. He's like, well, John, remember when you said this?
You need to change position.
Yeah. Hey, get some variety.
Yeah.
Let's get to Blake. Blake, what have you learned from the show this week?
Morning, guys. I learned that if I was a coworker with Lance, he would throw me under the bus or talk down about me to Latinas down the hall.
Oh, yeah. He definitely would. And I think maybe Latina specifically.
He absolutely would.
Yeah.
Just to get in closer with the girl.
Yeah,
you know,
just to be their friend.
All the girl talk that goes
on. He's a real soft boy is what he is. Let's get to Elliot. Elliot, what have you learned from the show this week?
Hey, good morning. I learned that if you call in and win UH tickets, your intern will hang up and try to give them to somebody else.
Yeah, you did that because you won two losses. You can't win twice in a month.
It's true. It's
true. Yeah, Elliot. Stop being a hawk. Hey, well, get fed.
Well, that wasn't Elliot. That was someone else. But but maybe he experienced something very similar. I don't know. I didn't answer the phone. He did put it on an intern, thankfully.
Yeah, but you can't win. Okay.
Yes, but if you have won once in 30 days, you cannot try to call in. You got to wait the 30 days. But we got to go because Ryan McTaggart is up next.
We got to talk about that was cool. Well done, people. Very well done. Look at that. What did you learn this week on the show? I love that. What did you learn from GiveMeTheVIN.com? I learned this. GiveMeTheVIN.com, already the best place to sell your car. It's even better with the GiveMeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GiveMeTheVIN is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Two ways to win. Get 250 chances to win with your mail-in entry or 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. So, you can win even if you don't sell John Clay Wolf your car. But if you're going to sell your car, there's only one place to go. Well, you can go to the other places, but you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. It puts your car right on the money, hassle-free. They'll pick it up, deliver it. They'll deliver your check. They'll do it all, okay? But you know, all you got to do is enter your VIN number or the license plate number, which is a lot easier, a lot fewer numbers. You get an offer on your car in minutes, and it's always above the dealer and CarMax. And if they can't be CarMax, they'll send you $100. Go to one of their pickup locations or they come to you. Easy, can't be better. And you got a chance of $25,000 every month at GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer.